Okay, so now Alex will present his work with OpenBAO at GitHub, GitLab.
Thank you. Hello everyone, I'm Alex Scheel, I'm a staff backend engineer at GitLab and chair of the OpenBAO Technical Steering Committee. I'm here to talk about OpenBAO and its usage at GitLab. First of all, you're probably wondering, what is OpenBAO? OpenBAO is a fork of HashiCorp Vault, remaining under the original Mozilla public license with open governance under the Linux Foundation's Elf Edge subproject. It is an advanced secrets manager supporting four categories of features. We have static secrets provisioned by users directly and securely stored on KV mount. We have dynamic secrets automatically generated on demand to integrate with things like databases or cloud identity credentials. We have encryption services like a PKI engine or SSH certificates creation, and also KMS-like encryption as a service functionality. And lastly, we have sync management and visibility over all of these secrets, integrations with things like Kubernetes external secrets operator, cert manager, a custom templating engine to handle last mile delivery of secrets. And on top of this all is audit logs and tracking access to the system. And really, this is the equivalent to, applications, what 1Password is for humans. It is a password manager for developers, for applications, to connect with third-party systems. OpenBAO is API-driven and highly flexible. It supports different authentication engines from OIDC and Kubernetes to LDAP and Kerberos that we've been talking about a lot. And we also, on the back end, then support creating or storing many types of identities. And it really functions as an identity brokerage. You take an input credential, you exchange it for any number of credentials on the back end. And the goal here is to trade off a little bit of operational risk. You have to run another complex service to lessen the security risk of compromise. You can enforce a healthy secrets posture in your organization, force them to use the secrets manager, audit rotation, ensure that it occurs, handle revocation of these credentials, and limit your organization's exposure in the event of a compromise and be able to track that across your org. While a complete history of OpenBAO would take a little bit, there's a few important events that I want to highlight. HashiCorp started the project and named it Vault back in April of 2015, so there's been nearly a decade of work in the community. In August of 2023, HashiCorp announced that they'd be relicensing their products under the MariaDB open source non-OSI business source license, violating Freedom Zero to run it in any way you'd like. This triggered an early fork of Terraform, one of the other projects that they relicensed, into OpenTofu, our sister project also under the Linux Foundation. But this fork of Vault was started by IBM Software. It came a little later in November of that year and kept with the naming trend. Unlike OpenTofu though, which was made up of many different member companies all working together on Terraform at the time, OpenBAO was more of a grassroots community-led effort. We've done 8 releases, 2 major releases, 6 security patches, shipped several bug fixes, core improvements, put together a technical steering committee, governance documents, all of that good stuff. In July, my company, GitLab, joined full-time and achieved voting status in the TSC in October of this last year. And so, to my knowledge, I'm incredibly fortunate to be one of the few people employed to work on OpenBAO full-time. One of the things you might be asking is, okay, it's another fork of another HashiCorp product. What's different? OpenBAO remains in the spirit of the original project, but we've made a few changes to make it easier to maintain and contribute. We started with a reduced base, removing many components that was hard to support as an open source group with no formal funding. Anything proprietary, anything cloud, we simply did not have funds